Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We have some storms, we have some chill, and we also, there's going to be a tropical system, tropical depression, maybe a storm, I think, at some point in the Northwest Caribbean over the next week. More on that in a second. You're listening to the Weather Insider Podcast for a Tuesday, May 17th. The thunderstorms did pack a wallop yesterday across parts of New York State. You know what? I was expecting a little bit more wind reports. Mm-hmm. We had quite a few. I thought there would be more. Most of the wind reports were centered across eastern New York State as that front came on through. But now, I mean, just a refreshing air mass throughout the Northeast right now.
It's so nice. Walking out my door this morning, oh, it was beautiful.
It was. Less humidity, a little bit of a breeze, beautiful clear sky as well.
Yeah, really not a bad day. And look, if you live in the Northeast, go outside, soak up the sun, enjoy it. Because it's not going to be like that all week because, you know, we live in the Northeast and that's just not how we roll.
Not this time of the year. There will be another surge of humidity and warmth beginning Thursday. Friday will be the hottest day, I think, of the week, although it could rival Saturday. But then a front arrives and then it turns cooler again as we head toward the weekend. Some cooling finally coming to Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
And parts of the Southwest, but it won't get here until Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, not the best. Poor Texas. Yeah. Texas has just been scorching for days now, and it's not letting up today. Today and tomorrow, 90s, triple digits, and it's also, by the way, going to be a touch humid across central Texas all the way out through the Gulf states. AccuWeather real feels today 100 to 105 degrees. That's not great. Spend time inside in the AC. Look, we're saying go outside in the Northeast. If you can spend time indoors in the air conditioning today in the South Central, do that. It's going to be much better than spending time outside because it's just not safe to spend your whole day outside when it's that hot and humid. Your body just has trouble cooling down. So yeah, not the best for the South Central, also not great for the Southwest, considering it's super hot in the Southwest, fire danger already a problem, and you don't need super gusty winds to cause issues with fires. You just need a little bit of wind, especially with the significant heat and the drought we've seen. We had a fire start, the Black Fire in the Gila National Forest that started yesterday. It's already almost 19,000 acres. That is enormous. That is one day. That's all it took. That's huge. And then, of course, we've got the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon fire, which we've been talking about this one for weeks. And every report just gets worse. I mean, nothing has gotten better with this fire yet. First of all, containment's dropped back to 26%. We were at 43% a week ago, just showing you how much damage the wind and the heat have done. And then there's the fact that this is now the biggest fire in New Mexico state history, nearly 300,000 acres. So and poor New Mexico is just a mess, not having a good time with the fire weather this time of year. I mean, look, it's that time of year anyway that is hot and dry. That's normal. But fire season started early and these conditions are just not helping.
Northern edge of that heat. Watch out for an MCS, mesoscale convective system or complex tonight. Northern Missouri, Kansas City, Columbia towards St. Louis. Then we get a little break from the severe weather. There can be some gusty thunderstorms in Kentucky. But then another surge of heat Thursday into Friday. And with that, we start talking about severe weather across the upper Midwest and then across the Midwest with that front on Friday. And by the way, this front means business. It's coming into the Northwest. There could even be accumulating snow through the passes Wednesday night, Thursday morning, maybe a coating into an inch or two. But this brings some legit chill into the Midwest and the Northern Plains Friday into the upcoming weekend. I could see some frost across the Dakotas. Tropics, we still have that gyre that has formed in the Southwest Atlantic. We'll keep an eye on that area for development. I think it will, but we're not looking at any development, something coming into Northwest Caribbean until this weekend into early next week. Lots going on. Make sure you download the AccuWeather app. It's a free download. We'll keep you updated on the storms, the heat, and the tropics. And remember, that's a free download.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. For the latest in breaking weather news, be sure to follow Bernie Reno on Twitter at AccuReno. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.